tonight, the third quarter wrap-up, our theme for tonight is how do we steer this thing? I've been very fretting, focused, thinking about how in the world do you turn an aircraft carrier that is a culture, is a human living, think of a herd that's kind of stuck in the old ways, and we're coming into what is economically, financially, politically an enormous turn by an enormous large country culture. It's happening all over the planet. We've been watching it in Europe. We've been watching it in Asia. It's happening here. And so how do we do that? We asked that question and talked a lot about that at the Transformation and Renewals Gathering last weekend in Tennessee. And what was remarkable was we had a small group of people. There were about 35 people attending, and then with all the people facilitating and organized, we had about 50 people. And I would say that they were remarkable in the extent to which they had understood what was happening in the world, had repositioned their time, their money, their lives. They're remarkably ready for the change, but also working to help it make that change easier, better for other people. These are serial entrepreneurs committed to being useful. It was a remarkable and lovely group of people. We had a lot of people working in the food and farm businesses of various kinds. A wonderful ally from British Columbia who's got a new learning network up in Canada to support schools, children being schooled from home, and is developing curriculum, including a curriculum for the economy of place. And so these are real doers. And it was wonderful, I think, for all of us to be around people who are ready and prepared for the changes underway. And it underscored for me that my concern about how do you navigate change when a lot of the people around are not managing it well and haven't repositioned. One of the things we've decided to do at Solari to help us do it, because I think humor helps a lot, is start putting cartoons up on the blog. So we've put out an ad in the latest update calling for a cartoonist. So if you have any ideas for somebody who'd like to be the Solari cartoonist, remember we're going to deal with a lot of financial and economic issues. Do send an email to Kristen Linton, our producer, at kristen@solari.com, K-R-I-S-T-N. And also, every Christmas we give a donation, and for the last 2 years it's been to food groups. Last year was the Farm to Food Legal Alliance, which is affiliated with Weston Price Organization. And the year before, we gave a donation to every food bank in a country or state that a subscriber was in. This year, we want to honor people who've really made an extraordinary contribution to keeping the food system safe. Jeffrey Smith, who we've already given a small donation to this year, will be among those, so we're going to give one to him. But we also wanted to invite our subscribers to suggest people in a variety of different categories, whether it's authors, attorneys, scientists, artists, musicians, activists, farmers, people who are making a positive impact on keeping our food system safe. So if you have suggestions that you'd like to encourage us to consider for donations for our Christmas donation, again, send your suggestions to Kristen Linton at kristen@solari.com.